beginning of Parshat Vayishlach, Yaakov sends Malachim to go to Esav before him. So Rashi there right away comments, Malachim, you know, these are Malachim Mamash. But the Midrash and the Mefarshim all discuss whether these were literal Malachim or these were, we just refer to Malachim as Shlichim, as our, I mean, refer to Shlichim as Malachim. These were human messengers, just referring to them as Malachim. So the Midrash that Rav Moshe Feinstein cites as the Machloket, some say Malachim Mamash, and some say they're Shlichim. So he says, either way, I have a question. If they were Malachim, why send Malachim? Couldn't this be done with Shlichim? Meaning, why use a miracle sending angels? You could use human beings. All you would need to do is get to Esav the message, hey, you know, I love you, I'm coming, don't hurt me. why would we need a malach? And if they were human, why call them a malach? That's Rav Moshe Feinstein's question. So his answer is that you have to understand that to us, sending a malach is a nis. Because we're not on the high madriga that Yaakov Avinu was. Maybe it's a madriga we should aspire to, but it is not the madriga that every single person is on. If you are on that very high madriga, sending a malach and sending a shaliach, almost no difference. Because really, nature, teva, the world as it works, the way that we all experience it, all of that is actually a miracle. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is no different to make the sea flow than to make the sea split. It's no difference for the gravity that if I were to drop this pen and hit the table, then for I drop this pen and it to get suspended midair. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all that is the same. There's no greater feat for him. He's Kol Yachol. So therefore, whatever happens, light and electricity and everything that we take for granted is normal way of life, for Hashem, that's normal. And what we would take as a suspension of reality, a miracle, an open miracle, unbelievable, who can think that would happen? For Hashem, that is one and the same. So when you're on the Madriga of Yaakov Avinu, those are both the same also. You understand, you internalize the idea that for Hashem, these miracles and what we call nature are really one and the same. And the Gemara, he references Gemara in Bava Batra, and hey, I know you're learning Bava Batra, don't know if you got to that daf, but it has a story. There's a nice section of Agarita there, and one of the stories is there's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is Dorish, that one day the Malachim are going to be making these pearls, and they're going to be like 20 amos wide or 30 amos wide, and they're going to be a hole, and these are going to be the gates of Yerushalayim. And he's like, I looked in the Guinness Book of World Records, and the biggest pearl known to man is like the size of an egg. So we don't even have a pearl that's, you know, one amma wide or two ammas wide, and you're telling me we're going to have ones that are 30 ammas wide? Anyway, this Talmud says he goes on a boat trip, so the Mepharshim have been trying to understand what exactly happens. Did he somehow get a nevuah? What did he see? What did he deal with? He goes, and somehow he gets a vision, he gets to see the Malachim working on this pearl. He sees it, gevalt. It's really 30 amos wide with an opening 20 amos. He comes back to Rabbi Yochanan and he says, wow, what a drasha you gave. It's true, I saw it myself. Rabbi Yochanan says, what? You needed to see it to believe it? What a terrible statement that is. I was telling you Torah, Nevuah, and you need to see it to believe it. That's terrible. He turns him to a pile of bones. And that's the Agarita. Without getting too much into the Agarita and what it can mean, we see here that there's a message of you don't need to see it to believe it. To Yaakov Avinu, to people on the Madriga, to Rabbi Yochanan, when Hashem is Kol Yachol, that means Hashem is Kol Yachol. And Rav Moshe Feinstein tells us This is also what happens to Chizkiah. Chizkiah, the Gemara Sanhedrin, Sadi Dalid, tells us that really Chizkiah could have been Mashiach. Could have been the Olam Haba, everything, the end of the world, exactly what Hashem was hoping for and working for, meaning not hoping in that sense, but as in the design that we're all working for, and let's perfect ourselves, and everybody will be from, and we'll get everything, the gula that awaits us. So Hashem was ready to have Chizkiah be the Goel, have that all happen in the time of Chizkiah. And all of a sudden, Malachim say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait a minute. You saved Chizkiah from Sancheirah. You saved him from his illness. And he didn't sing any Shiros at Tishbachos. He didn't write Hallel. He didn't write Sefer Tehillim. David HaMelech wrote the entire Sefer Tehillim, or whatever sections that were him, right? We have ones that are B'nai Korach and others. But significant portions of Sefer Tehillim are written by David HaMelech. He wrote the most beautiful songs, praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we know. And he's not the Goel. Chizkiah is. So it's pretty disappointing because everybody's getting excited for maybe now this is the Gula and now it's not going to happen. So you know what happens? The earth starts to sing praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, Chizkiah didn't, I'll sing it. And now everything's going to be good. Okay, the Agadah there continues. So Moshe Feinstein says, wait a minute. Chizkiah didn't sing, so how does the earth singing Shira instead of him help anything? So he says, the only way I can understand that Agadah is with this same Yesod that we just had regarding Yaakov Avinu and Rabbi Yochanan, which is that when it comes to Chizkiah, he also said, what? I was saved from Sancheriv, it was a miracle. I was saved from my illness, it was a miracle. Miracles, nature, they're one and the same. If I were to start singing Shira about the miracle that occurred to me, what would I be saying? That I am more impressed, more astounded by this miracle than I am by nature. And I'm not. I know I'm astounded by nature too. I realize what a wonder the nature itself is, and therefore I didn't sing that Shira. And specifically, the need for the earth to start singing the Shira fills that, because the earth is saying, the earth is not nature, in other words. Nature is singing Shira. What does that mean, nature is singing Shira? He's saying we're even appreciative and wondrous over what everybody else would consider nature. Since all of nature comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and really, in essence, there's no difference between a nes and teva, when you're an Adam Ashalim Bioter, like Yaakov, Chizkiah, and Rabbi Yochanan in that story. So then, the fact that there's a nature is almost to be expected. There's nothing to it. The Gemara in Tainis tells us about Rabbi Chanina Bar Doza. He was poor, and he also was clearly an Adam Ashalim, because there's a Gemara of a few stories of like incredible miracles and stories about him. And one of them is that his daughter lit Shabbos candles and all of a sudden started crying to him because it's Shabbos. And she realizes that instead of lighting oil, she lit vinegar. So he goes, why are you crying? Mi shamar shemen v'yidlok. Yomar chometz v'yidlok. The one who said oil can light and last and be your candles. So he'll make vinegar light. And don't worry, you're not going to have to sit in the dark. And so it was that the vinegar lasted so long that come time for Abdullah, they came to get the flame from that flame because it was still going. So what are we supposed to understand from that Gemara? When you're on that Madrigal, Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, the fact that vinegar lights isn't any more surprising than oil lighting. We take it for granted that oil lights and that vinegar doesn't and can't. And therefore, if all of a sudden I were to show you vinegar serving as a good flame, you'd be like, whoa, this is a suspension in the laws of nature, and something else is going on here. To Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, those are all the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's going to light, it's going to light. So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, this can answer our original question. Either they were malachim, and why, tell me, well, why use a nes when you could have used normal people to be your shaliach? Or they were normal shlichim, then why refer to them as malachim? Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, That's the answer. Yaakov, who was this Adam Shalim, so for him it was Shaveh, Anis, or Teva. It didn't matter to him. I'm sending Malachim. Somehow I need a messenger to go from here to there. Human, angel, all the same to me. And therefore the Lashon that says Shluchim, and really they were humans, but it refers to them as Malachim, it's to teach us that again, it was Mamash Shaveh Etzlo. I know it's a little bit early for Hanukkah, but I was thinking this Dvar Torah over, and in my mind, it really fit with an idea about Hanukkah. Because one of the famous questions regarding Hanukkah, the Beis Yosef's famous Kasha, is they found enough oil to last one day, and it lasted 8 days. So we celebrate 8 days of Hanukkah. So why don't we celebrate 7 days? There was enough oil for one day. And of course, there's 100 different answers. I believe there's a book in the library called Ner Lamea, where there's actually 100 answers to this question. I'm sure you've heard many, many, many different answers to that question. But one of the commonly given answers is that we have to appreciate nature. The fact that oil lights in the first place is worthy of our appreciation, and therefore we celebrate one day for that, and the 7 days that it lasted, the extra 7 days. I was mentioning this now just a few minutes ago to Rav Pini, and he told me I was mechaving to Rav Asher Weiss. Rav Asher Weiss points to this Gemara in Tainis about the Shemen and the Chometz lighting, and he says that's why we have the 8 days of Hanukkah, not just seven, because we're appreciating the nature, and that's why we say in Al Nisecha Shebechol Yom Imanu, we appreciate our Nisim every single day. You have Nisim every single day? I have Nisim every single day? I don't know it. Well, it's because I'm not on the right Madriga. If I were, I would appreciate the fact that I'm breathing, the fact that, you know, thousands of little cells and molecules are going in and out every second, and every second that I see, and I'm able to live, and the sun is rising and setting, everything is going on, all of that that we consider nature and take for granted, really all of those are miracles. So we should take this time in Chodesh Kislev to appreciate Teva and realize that it's all Nisim. Shkoyach.